the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening. My name is Vinnie White. It's Sunday night. It's nice to be here. Welcome along. Got a feeling I've got more of an audience now. Breaking Bad's over. But basically, the entire world was lost on that. And now everyone's like, but what do I, where do I, how can I, what can I think I've just been now? Staring at a wall for a week. Before we start, can you move that webcam? Because at the moment it was looking at your head. And now, because I stand up, it's looking at my crotch. And I get a lot of complaints that I'm doing some sort of perverse peep show every week. So could you aim it at my head, please?
Who are you instructing? There's no staff here.
Who's the only other person in the room that just talked?
I'm not your camera operator. This is a union place.
Is this in a bid to try and extend your show? Are you getting me to walk over there so you can hog the mic and bang on a bit more?
Why don't you just sit down so that
Elliot's
you are in frame? Elliot should not have to go do that.
Thanks, Elliot.
Would you rather eat Doug Ford's discarded Timbits that are in the garbage bin behind you right now, or the protein bar that my guest left me that is made with ground up crickets, which is actually pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'll go for that.
Elliot just had a bite.
Yeah, I'll have
so, a go. So I guess just to give you a little bit of context, I was talking to a woman on the show about eating bugs because it's not the wave of the future. It is in a way, but it was also something that people have done forever and ever. Here, sorry, I touched that piece, so why don't you take that one? It has dates, almonds, nuts, ground crickets. So she was talking about how people are farming crickets sustainably and that they're high in protein, high in iron, and it's, a food source.
What percentage of this bar that I'm about to eat is cricket?
It's made with ground cricket flour. So yep. I think it's dates, almonds, and then cricket flour is like the third or fourth ingredient after some agave.
Yeah, you're right. Ingredients,
right?
Dates, almonds, cashews, nectar, cricket flour made from Jamaican crickets.
It's got the ginger and coconut and everything in it. It's nice.
Does it matter that they're Jamaican crickets? I don't know why they felt the need to specify where the crickets were from.
Maybe it's a certain kind of cricket.
It's not for
people
with
that, right?
Race issues.
Or like, you know, Atlantic salmon, Pacific salmon.
All right, let's have a go.
It's good.
Oh, it's all right.
Right?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it was cricket.
Not at all.
But then, having never eaten a cricket, I wouldn't know that I'm in a good place to judge on whether I would know it's cricket or not. But nonetheless, it's not bad.
No, it's just not bad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I saw the women that you interviewed on your show as they left, and they said you're going to have to eat some crickets.
So they said that to you?
Yeah, I knew this was coming. Thanks.
That was nice of them.
I once was in, I think it was Thailand. I was terribly drunk at the time.
Oh, shocking.
I mean, you have to be. It's illegal to be sober in the Koh San Road in Bangkok. You can get locked up. And I was drunk. I was in my early 20s, as I like to think I still am. And they have deep fried various insects there for stupid drunk people like me.
Yeah.
And I went halves on a grasshopper with a Scottish guy. And I remember thinking, do I go for the head or the bum? Because I didn't know which. And he said, it's up to you which bit you go for. Which one would you have gone for?
I would have gone for the head, maybe.
Yeah, I went for the head.
Yeah.
Which was nice and satisfying. I mean, you know, anything is when you're off your face in Bangkok.
Well, it's fried, so everything fried tastes okay.
Exactly. Ask someone from Scotland. Ironic, though, I was eating with a Scottish man who deep fry everything from ice cream to Mars bars. And, I ate the head. And the problem was, despite the fact it didn't taste too bad, I think it was dipped in lime. Mm-hmm. I think the issue really was the fact that its little legs got stuck between my teeth, its pincers.
Aww.
So it looked like I had almost whiskers, grasshopper leg wisp whiskers. So if you're eating, do enjoy the rest of your meal.
Delicious.
It's very nice to see you.
Thank you.
I might actually kick you out now because I've got such a busy show.
I'm leaving now because you've got such a good guest coming in.
I do love you still.
No, that wasn't convincing.
Okay.
I'm taking the snacks.
Bye-bye. You and your various ground-up crickets will be missed dearly. Good evening. You're listening to The Vinnie White Show. It is 9:10 if you're listening live. Or if you're listening on the podcast, it's have a look at your watch. And for the next hour or so, we're going to be doing all kinds of things, including looking at some of the more recent news in a sort of satirical, not very topical, not very intelligent way. You know, sort of like News for Dummies, presented by a dummy. And we'll be also be looking at a guest. Yes, we have a guest. He's not here yet. He's in the what I like to call the green room, because I'm so incredibly showbiz. And he is preparing himself for an interview. He's a My Little Pony Brony. A brony, by the way, is a brother that likes My Little Pony. We have a brony coming in. He's a very nice man. I have nothing at all in common with him, because I didn't grow up with My Little Pony. I think we had it in England, but I don't remember it. And also, I have grown out of it. He hasn't, and he's going to convince us why, actually, you shouldn't. And you know what? Go in with an open mind. That's what I say, because it's very easy to say, you're a grown man that likes cartoons. Very easy to say. He could be looking at a lot more offensive material than that. So I have some incredible questions for him, and I would encourage you to ask him questions as well. And if you want to get in contact with this show, just like any other show, you can call 41... Well, I mean, any other show on this radio station. Like, you can't get in touch with Saturday Night Live on this number, but why would you want to? It's not funny anymore. 416-872-1010 is the number. 416-872-1010. And you can text the show 71010. At any point you like now! You can do it right now! We've got a live producer, sexy young man, bald head, gorgeous. I mean, it doesn't mean a lot to you, but, it reflects the light for me, and it keeps me quite literally on my toes. And we've got him in the phone room, fielding your calls, not screening them. Leave that to the Fords. And, what? I didn't say anything. And that'll be fun. Right, now, I listened to Doug Ford today. I listened to the whole 2 hours. And if you're listening abroad, by the way, or if you're listening, I don't know, wherever you are, Doug Ford is the brother of Rob Ford. Rob Ford is the mayor of Toronto. Toronto is a city of 4 million people. I have lived here for a year. I have lived in Canada for 7 years. I take an active interest in politics because I live here and I can vote. And I take an active interest in politics because I think it reflects well for a talk show host to have some sort of inclination as to what is going on in his very own city. Plus, I'm fairly naturally inquisitive. So for 2 hours, I listened to the Doug Ford show. A couple of observations. He was rallying on about his trip to Austin, Texas. He went there with Rob. I think it was last week. He's just recently returned. For good reason. They went to go and do some research on the music festival there and see if they could promote the same type of thing here. Doug Ford and Rob Ford went down to Austin, Texas. By the way, one of the only places where Rob Ford looks incredibly underweight. Councillor Michael Thompson, the city's Economic Development Committee chairman, also went and said the trip was a success. And I was listening to Doug talk about this today. The councillor, Michael Thompson, the city's Economic Development Committee chairman, said, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 15. We obviously came down here to see how the music festival operates and whether or not it would work in Toronto. And certainly we've met with the organisers, the founders, and we've seen the festival. We believe that it would actually work very well in Toronto. And I love that the... on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 15. From the interesting maths there from the councillor Michael Thompson, the city's Economic Development Committee. Also, it explained why all projects in the city go about 50% over budget. Makes sense. Makes sense. See what you did there. And also, if you ever listen to the Rob or Doug Ford show, I would encourage you to spot the accidental puns. They don't know they do them, but they always do. And there was a fantastic one today where Doug Ford said, we're going to look into funding taser guns for our cops here in Toronto, folks. We need to see what the budget is on tasers, and tasers can save lives. We need to take a shot at this. Actually said it, actually didn't know. I had a little bit of wee came out with my laughter, which is a good thing and not a reflection on my loose bladder. All right, so we're going to do the My Little Pony thing soon. First of all, I want to talk about what I've done this weekend. And as I say, you want to call in? You can do. 416-872-1010. We should do the Facebook thing. My name is Vinny White. And by the way, this is a lot of people, weird Facebook messages that I get. First one today, are you actually in Toronto? Yeah, you know, they do let people in with accents. Quite a lot of them. The concept that, but you're not from here. How could you be? I hope you phone Piers Morgan and Ricky Gervais and everyone else on North American television and do the same thing. So yes, I am in Toronto. I'm in the studio here. I hope that's not a crime. Last time I checked, it wasn't. So my weekend was good. I went to, I'm still in my mid-30s. I like to think, as I said, I'm in my early 20s. I have a terrible passion for music. And I encouraged the previously mentioned music festival to come here. I went to the Nine Inch Nails concert on Friday because I'm rock-a-doodle-doo. And I'll tell you what, Trent Reznor still got it. Absolutely fantastic. Filled the Air Canada Centre. I was in the nosebleeds. I'm not a rich man. You'd think I got free tickets, wouldn't you? Not a sausage. Just saying, Mike Bendixson, if you wanted to get me free tickets, you could do that. Mike Bendixson is my boss. Cruising a fine line there of entertainment and begging. Yeah, but I did pay reasonable money for the tickets, and I ended up in the nosebleeds, which, again, if you're not listening in North America, the nosebleeds references the fact that the seats are so high you might end up with a nosebleed. And you know, that's the only, it's only a North American thing. That we don't, no one knows what that means in the UK. Anyway, so I went to this gig. It was amazing. I loved it, and it was great. One thing I'd say, you know what? You don't have to be that passionate when you're on the 300 levels. If you love it that much, get yourself a general admin, get yourself down there to the dance floor, and go crowd surfing. The guy I was sitting next to, this is honestly what I was dealing with. This was his actual volume. Yeah! I love you, Trent Reznor! And the most disturbing bit is when Nine Inch Nails perform one of their biggest tracks, I Want to You Like an Animal, expletive deleted for fairly reasonable reasons, I Want to You Like an Animal, he was shouting it so loud next to me, which was already quite concerning, and then he turned to me and said it to me. I want to you like it. No one needs that. I mean, whilst I appreciate the offer, and I've obviously got some sort of attraction to a bleak percentage of the population, you really should keep these things to yourself. He said, and had a cup of tea to reflect his point. Okay. Also, I went to Nuit Blanche last night. Nuit Blanche, by the way, if you're listening outside Toronto, look, you got to think of others. Is a arts festival. It's fantastic. It happens all over Toronto. It lasts 24 hours, unlike me. And it was great. Lots of art. I think it was great. I don't know, because as I do every year, I go to one, maybe two installations, and then think, I'll just pop into this pub for a pint and then never leave. Because it's far too much fun. Because, and I know you did the same thing if you went to Nuit Blanche. You meant to see loads of things, but you suddenly struggled with alcoholism. Well, that's all part of life in Toronto. Unfortunately, it's quite expensive, though. So I hope you had a good one there. And do let me know how it went for you. Did you actually get out and see more than one exhibition? If you did, I'm very, very pleased for you. You can text the show on 71010 and you can call in 416-872-1010. Now, okay. As I say, we're going to talk to this My Little Pony guy, but first I want to ask your advice on something. And to do this, I have to read out a text, and I have to give you a little bit of a backstory. So I want your advice. It's a love life bit of advice. I'm a single man, and I'd like your input on this. I don't usually come to you for this. I like to have a small air of privacy around my my love life. But you know what? I need some help. And as you can tell by the fact that most people say, I want to F you like an animal, and they're the wrong sex. So I obviously need some help attracting a female in my life. Now, I'm going to share this with you. I didn't tell you this yet, but you remember last week I said I went out to a nightclub? Well, I got a phone number of a girl, and she was far more attractive than I should be aiming for. And I don't know if it's the fact that for some unexplained reason, some people find my accent appealing. And believe me, I'm not saying that because I'm full of myself. It's just that I have been told that. I've also equally and oppositely been told that it's bloody annoying. So there you go. There's a bit of balance. But nonetheless, I managed to get this girl's phone number. Far better looking than I should be achieving. She was clearly drunk and, you know, good for her. So I got this girl's phone number and we did what you do now. This whole sort of dating thing is relatively new to me. We did the text thing. All right. So I text her. And I said this. I said, I hope things are going well. Nice to meet you the other night. Hope things are good for you. And something along those lines. Can't remember the exact line. Just sort of polite chit-chat. Nothing too pervy. You know, didn't do an Anthony Weiner. Bit too soon. You know, leave it for a couple of texts and then get the package out. So I thought that was going to be a good idea. So here's my scenario with you. I want to know if this is me. Is this me? Or what do I do now? And you'll see what I mean. Okay. So, I hope you had a great night. Really nice to meet you. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. And this is Monday, by the way. I did the casual leave it for 2 days thing. It's Monday. It's a bit bleak. How's life in the white coat? Because she works in medicine. Yes? And she says to me, well, Mondays are definitely not my favourite either. Just stepping in now from a crazy day. How are you? I'd love to grab a drink with you, although there is the minor detail that despite the fact I met you in Toronto, I actually live in Windsor. Yes. Now, for those geographically challenged like me, Windsor is about 4 hours' drive from Toronto. Would you say, Elliot?
Yeah? Yes, I would. I would say so.
Yeah, yeah. It's about that. And if you're breaking the law, 3 hours. And it's, you know, it's not known for being the most beautiful city in the world. I think we could fairly comfortably say. And that was being rather polite. She said, oh, actually, I'm coming to Toronto soon, towards the end of October. So I said, well, I'm off to the UK for a while at the end of October, so I might miss you. By the way, what research are you presenting? Because she said she was coming to a conference here to present some research. And I thought that's rather fascinating. So here I am asking a girl that I met in a nightclub what research she's presenting when she comes here to Toronto for a presentation that unfortunately I won't see her for because I'm visiting family. I said as well, dumb it down for me. Biology was never really my strength. Physics a little more, but not quite quantum physics. All the best to you. Right, this is the reply, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what I need some help with. What do I answer to this? Vinny, I'm glad to hear business is good. I hope you had a great day. It was gorgeous here today, just getting in from a run. Always a nice way to end the day, especially in this beautiful fall weather. I believe my conference is the first weekend of November, so it sounds to me like you'll be in the United Kingdom. Shame. You asked me about my research. I tried to calm your excitement while I explain it. It focuses on stem cells in breast cancer. The easiest way to think of it is cancerous tumours are made of many different cell types within a single tumour. One population is comprised of stem cells, the most primitive and dangerous type of cell because it gives rise to all different types of cells within a tumour. Since these cells are so important, they have enhanced protective mechanisms that make them resistant to conventional therapies. It's essential to understand what regulates the growth and division of these cells in order to successfully target them. Now, my phone is done this, and I'm thinking, what the hell? Did I ask for this? Just a little synopsis would do. She goes on in another few text messages. I specifically study a protein called SPY1 that is essential for cells to push through the cell cycle and is elevated in breast cancers. So I manipulate levels in different cell lines and study what happens to the stem cell population. So there's my elevator speech. Hopefully I didn't bore you too much. You did! You did! You did bore me quite a lot. You did! So I wrote back this. That's your elevator speech. I had no idea there was a 300-story building in Windsor. And she says, would you like to meet? Now, here's my question, ladies and gentlemen. Do I meet this girl or is it going to be a boring date? Because let's be honest, she's a little bit of an oversharer. I'm always interested in your job. But I didn't say I'm a radio DJ and then bang on about the workings of the microphone and audio equipment. This is ridiculous. So my question to you is, what do I do next? Do I text her, listen, you've just scared me in the fact that you bored the pants off me? Do I say, well, I'm sure that was an attempt at humour, but a little bit of an overshare? Or do I ignore the whole thing and think like a gentleman, or sorry, a man, and just concentrate on the downstairs departments and absolutely ignore her personality in every way? And by the way, can we just add to that last point, I don't encourage it because I'm getting to the age where all that naughty business isn't quite as appealing as it used to be. It's all a terrible loss of effort, you know. I'd rather have a conversation. Give me a plate of pasta and a glass of wine, you know what I mean? Can't be bothered. So there you go. I'd like your thoughts on that, 71010 and 416-872-1010. What do I do next? What would you do next? And do let me know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll explore, hopefully, the suggestions that you give me on what to do in my love life problem. And, of course, we'll speak to a real-life brony brother that loves My Little Pony.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Okay, so I want to sort of synopsize some of the calls that I got in. Most people saying, well, actually, most people saying don't meet her. One said she sounds crazy, stay away, brother. And so on and so forth. But then I was thinking negatively, and then somebody with a positive position on the world said, yes, meet her. Boring. She sounds fascinating. Most people would totally agree. By the way, you'd better hope she's not listening. Yeah, there is that. Yeah. I think she might be. Can we just clear this up? sorry, Nicole. There we go. Good. That's all that then. I don't know what to do. Keep your advice coming in.
I don't know anyone that overshares that amount of information should be seen again, but she was rather attractive. Okay, bronies. I'm joined by a gentleman, and let me just start with this. Mike, what is tattooed on your left arm?
On my left arm is a picture I found off of DeviantArt. It's a picture of Derpy Hooves, a My Little Pony.
A My Little Pony. Now, in case you're listening to this thinking, but that sounds like a fully grown man, we should probably work out a couple of things. How old are you?
I am turning 32 in about a week and a half.
And when did you get the My Little Pony tattoo?
Last year, actually, around my birthday.
To understand the phenomena of bronies, brothers that like My Little Ponies, yes, then we should probably explore a tiny snippet from a movie that documents all this. Elliot, just give us the first rundown if you can.
In the 1980s, Hasbro picked up momentum with the launch of two powerhouse series that still remain popular to this day, Transformers and My Little Pony. Both went on to become worldwide phenomenons and became very successful with their targeted audiences. Young boys would play with their Optimus Prime toys while little girls would brush the manes of their plastic ponies. That was the norm. However, this wouldn't always be the case for My Little Pony, as it, thanks to a crazy series of events, ended up with a sizable demographic that no one expected. Yet this didn't happen until almost 30 years after the creation of MLP. For it was then, in the early 1980s, where My Little Pony officially began.
So let me talk here with Mike, 32-year-old man, who not only is wearing a My Little Pony tattoo, permanent, he's also wearing a a pink shirt with a My Little Pony's face on it that says, what does it say?
Smile, mother, censored.
I see.
Actually, this is a custom shirt I had made up last year for a cosplay. Mm. I actually have the wig and the tail and all that stuff, so I actually cosplay Pinkie Pie the odd time. Pinkie Pie, but still, it works.
You are a gentleman that enjoys perhaps a little food occasionally.
I am definitely large and in charge and a chunk-a-dunk. You can't be this size and not have a sense of humor, believe me.
There you go. Live chunk-a-dunk and brony. It's Mike. Now, Mike, let's first of all try and understand one thing. Because from the video that I saw, and unfortunately I didn't get to see the whole 1.5-hour documentary about bronies, but I did get to see a snippet and you heard a little bit there. I thought that this was a group of people that accepted each other and were friends and were very calm and caring. Not the sorts of people that would put the F word on their T-shirt.
Well, I'm more the outspoken type of brony, if I'm anything. The brony community comes from all walks of life. I mean, there's military bronies, which have like the rainbow dash cutie mark tattooed on their rifle. There's biker bronies. There's actually a very well-known one called Dusty Cat on Twitter. He's the manliest brony ever, I think, is his name. I find the My Little Pony community is so welcoming as compared to other communities like, say, Star Trek or Star Wars or any other big community. Yet for some reason we get this retarded amount of flack. In fact, I was actually on one of your other shows here on News Talk, Jim Richards. Mm. Some woman called me, quote unquote, a sexual deviant and I have major problems.
I suppose we should address that, right? I mean, let's put it this way. When your mother walks in and you're watching My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, do you go to a porn site because it's easier to explain?
Well, there's pony porn. So not really.
Tell me that's not true.
There is. She's a porn star named Tasha Rain on Twitter, and she is doing a line of butt plugs, and they're called ponytails, and that's rule 34 for you.
That's quite a visual you just gave me.
Well, at least she's hot anyway.
So is there any crossover with sexual fantasies here?
Well, like any fandom, like, there's always going to be that slash fix type stuff where people want to take something innocent and like sexualize it. I mean, there's Simpsons porn. It's called This Ain't Simpsons XXX. There's a Batman porno directed by Axel Braun. There's an entire superhero range of porno. So,
and what about you as a person, Mike Dodd, a man that's got a tattoo of My Little Pony? Do you enjoy perhaps this more sexual side of this?
Not really. I like some of the drawings, like when they, like there was a cartoon movie made recently called Equestria Girls, which they turned the ponies into people. Mm. And I thought it looked cool, but I would never look at a cartoon like this sexually. I think that's the weird side of the community we don't talk about, but accept just the same, because hey, if you like what you like, you're not hurting anybody, party on.
It's all accepting, isn't it, this entire group? That's the, very much the ethos of it. From everything online I've read is, if you want to be in the group, then it doesn't matter if you look perhaps somewhat peculiar. It doesn't matter. Well, not, let's be honest, many of them do. Many of them wear pony outfits for, is it BronyCon?
Yeah, BronyCon. It's a convention that's held annually in Baltimore. It's been around for 2 years. There's actually a convention coming up here in Toronto, November 16th and 17th, called Canterlot Convention. I think it's canterlotconvention.com or something like that. Either way, I guess it'll be in your podcast notes.
Canter as in?
Well, the castle from the pony world is called Canterlot.
Okay.
Camelot, whatever.
I see what they did. Yeah, it's a genius pun. And so this event will encompass people like yourself wearing pink My Little Pony t-shirts that enjoy My Little Pony. What exactly is there to do? I mean, aside from enjoying a cartoon, which, as you say, is fairly harmless, what do you do with these people?
Well, there's this awesome music community around them. Like, one of my favorites is a guy called The Living Tombstone. And he does something called Discord, which is fantastic. But the main reason I'm going to this convention is to speak about the academic version of My Little Pony. I think I do a show over on thisweekingeek.net called Twig, and we look at a different topic every month. And for the pony show we do called Last Exit to Ponyville, we looked at the ponies through the lens of the seven deadly sins.
Okay.
And seeing how does each pony relate to it. Like, does this one relate to gluttony? Is this vanity? Stuff like that. Like,
so you're taking a cartoon that was, of course, as that brief clip said, designed for children many years ago. Well, actually, it was a toy first, then turned into a cartoon, and you're making it somewhat more adult and relevant and perhaps philosophical.
Well, even if you look in the cartoon show, they have references to the Big Lebowski, the Terminator, Metal Gear Solid. These are references an 8-year-old girl's not going to get, but a 12 to 34-year-old man's going to. I mean, they have one where Twilight Sparkle looks like Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid 4.
See, I'm a little ignorant because I've never actually, well, we're going to get to this in a minute. I had never watched an episode of My Little Pony until today when I was doing the research for this show. And I don't know the different names of them.
Okay, Twilight Sparkle's the purple one. Applejack's the one with the hat. Rarity's the one with the purple hair and she's white. Pinkie Pie's the pink one.
Are there any black characters?
Actually, there is one. She's called Zecora. She's a zebra and a witch doctor.
Nice, nice touch.
So I take that where you want to.
And are there any gay My Little Ponies?
There's rumored ones. There's never one explicitly said in the show, but I know the pony community is very friendly towards the LGBT community.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you can't enjoy My Little Ponies and wear pink without perhaps sometimes thinking that being gay is okay. I know it's very difficult in the world of Teletubbies. They decided Poe was gay. I don't know if there's some sort of press release that they put out when they come up with these ideas, but yes, there are gay characters. If you're interested in this, call us 416-872-1010, and we'll take our first call here from Margaret. Margaret, your thoughts on this, please.
Hi, I'm from Windsor.
Oh, yes.
Originally. 75 years ago, the lady seemed to be nice enough to return your
messages.
Message,
mm-hmm.
And she seems to be interested in you. You'd be surprised at what you might be interested more in what she does and who she is.
Thank you, Margaret. I appreciate it. Margaret there talking about how I should embrace the young lady from Windsor. Now, staying a little bit more on topic with My Little Pony, Jessica, your thoughts, please.
Hi, thanks for having me. I actually work for an adult toy store, and my manager, he was actually in law school, so when he had a conversation come up about sexual products and titty porn and all that type of stuff, it came back to My Little Pony.
Mm.
Now, we actually sell fleshlights that are designated for My Little Pony because it is actually...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Now, I don't know if I should get too graphically into this, but it's after 9. I just want to explain...
I'm not going...
Well, I think I'm going to attempt, if I can, to try and explain what a fleshlight is without getting too graphic. A fleshlight looks a bit like a flashlight, but it doesn't really shine a light on anything. That'll do.
It's more of a tunnel, if you will.
That is all we will say.
Yes. That's all we will say until this gentleman poked in and said it's more of a tunnel. Anyway, Jessica, thank you for your call. And I wonder, perhaps... Are we in a situation there when there's evidence quite clearly that there is a bit of a crossover to sexualization, isn't there?
Well, all I can say is there's sexual innuendos into everything now. Like, I can't lie, I'm staring at my parody section right now, and I see the Smurfs, I see Wonder Woman, I see the Addams Family, like, The Office, Hustler, Jersey Shore. Like, I even see Star Wars. I'm actually standing in the section right now, and it's kind of sad to say, but everything is put into that kind of innuendo now. Mm. Like, even Justin Bieber, we sell Justin Bieber blow-up dolls.
What?
Yeah.
It's all out there. Actually, Jessica, since we're talking about your name, the rabbit version of you was always quite attractive in cartoon.
Hey, come on, man. Jessica Rabbit, we know how we do.
Take care, I've got to go. So let's throw a few more... Thank you, Jessica. So let's throw a few more questions your way, Mike. One of the things that is very interesting about, and it is an internet phenomenon, you couldn't have this level of thousands of people having a fan of My Little Pony if it wasn't for forums on the internet that come together to promote and condone these type of things. How long will this movement last?
See, I don't know. It's really hard to say. I mean, a lot of the fandom was really worried after season 3 because we're like, it wasn't the best showing we've ever had. And then Equestria Girls blew up. It just did tremendously well in theaters and on Blu-ray. Season 4 comes out in just over a month, around the Doctor Who 50th anniversary. Actually, no, they're on the same day.
I love that you use that as a time reference. Woo! Never mind about what date it was. It was also timed in with Doctor Who. just before the Star Trek 50th anniversary, I think.
But I think the movement's going to have some legs, but I kind of wonder...
4.
If it will, yeah, if it kind of will die down after a while. But then again, you look at shows like, say, Firefly and Power Rangers. They're always around in some capacity. There'll always be fans. There'll always be conventions like Power Morphicon. There's always the brown coat thing with like Serenity and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be around for a while. I think it will get smaller as time goes on. But I hope my generation, being like 30 and up, we raise our kids on this.
Well, is that what you're planning on doing?
Well, me and my wife, we're talking about having kids. And eventually, yeah, we wouldn't mind bringing them up on My Little Pony, stuff like Transformers, stuff like, you know, none of this stupid Bratz type crap. I don't even know what the kids are watching these days. I just know it sucks compared to when I was a kid growing up on X-Men, Spider-Man, Power Rangers, stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't grow up screwed up. So, well, I guess that's debatable now, isn't it?
It seems a very good idea, actually, at this point to talk to Karen, who might object with what you just said. Karen, your thoughts?
Hello, I'm just curious if you have any relationships outside of the Brony community. I'm curious, have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health issues?
Actually, I am a diagnosed bipolar with severe depression, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very open with that within the Brony community. In fact, that's actually how I got involved. I was in a very dark place in my life a couple years ago. And when I started discovering the show, I got really happy again. It was nice to see something innocent as opposed to Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Karen, if that is the case, if he says he has depression and this has been a very enlightening and positive effect, just turn your radio down a bit because I sound like a Dalek.
I don't have the radio on.
Oh, the phone went weird. Okay, all right, I think I'm back to normal. Interesting that the Doctor Who reference then made me sound like a Dalek. But, as I was saying, isn't it okay if this gentleman does find some innocent light relief in this?
I think so. It's a more innocent way and maybe less chemically tainted way than taking meds that haven't been around for a long time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, Karen. Take care. See? Pro pony on this show, mate.
Yeah, well, it's weird because everybody automatically assumes because you like ponies, you're some kind of a weirdo, which, once again, can be debatable. But with any fandom, there's always going to be that the very small percentage that's very loud and kind of paints your community in a bad light. And yet with bronies and other communities, like a lot of people do charity work. For example, Star Wars has the 501st, the big costumer guys who dress up as like stormtroopers, Vader, etc. Bronies do a lot of
work. As I know from my relentless watching of these things. How does the guest feel about Powderpuff Girls, said someone?
I don't mind it. I know that was Lauren Faust's first show.
This is the creator of My Little Pony.
Yeah, up until season 2 when she left the show. Yeah.
I love that you know all this.
I am a knowledgeum of geek, my friend.
Yes.
I think it's really cool. I kind of hope they bring it back now that they're doing pony stuff still. I think Powerpuff Girls deserve to have another chance at the limelight and just to hear Tara Strong as Bubbles again.
And should I ask you this? Do you have a job?
Yes, I'm a professional nerd, actually.
But surely, last time I checked, that doesn't pay very well.
Well, look at YouTube.
So do you actually make money out of YouTube advertising? Is that what you're saying?
I don't do that per se. I do a lot of geek consulting. Companies come to me, hey, how can we get better relations with X? What can we do in terms of our marketing towards this particular demographic? And I get around. I get around to Boston, Los Angeles, Dallas. I get around.
And they pay you for this?
Hey, what can I say? Sometimes liking Star Trek is quite lucrative.
What kind of companies are paying you?
I would rather not discuss that on the air. But let's just say you know some of them.
How bizarre.
I know. It's cool. And you should see the free stuff that shows up daily.
But is that a job? I mean, yes, consulting is a job, and I don't want to abolish your existence, but surely you're just wondering about chatting to people about a bizarre fetish, aren't you?
Well, like I said, if they want to know how to communicate to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fans, I can do that. You want to know how to reach people who have a real hardcore interest in, say, Twitter? I can do that.
Amazing. So what other than My Little Pony is the link between fans?
Well, I find a lot of them just like the fact that everybody can come together at these big conventions or on these forum boards. And for 22 minutes, there's no judgment. For 22 minutes, the length of a show, nothing else matters. Mm. And it's really cool just to see some of the stories that come out of the community. I mean, for example, we were talking about that documentary, which is actually done by John DeLancey. So Q from Star Trek is a huge brony.
Mm.
And just seeing some of the really positive effects that come out of that, seeing kids coming out of their shells because of this, I think it's neat.
Okay, so one of the things that I've come out of this that you mentioned earlier on, other than the sheer love for pink plastic ponies and combing their lovely hair, feels weird to even say it, gotta be honest, is music. And I'm very open to music. Having been to a Nine Inch Nails concert on Friday, perhaps I'm feeling a little bit more alternative rock with some electro vibes, but I was very freaked out to hear that music was so popular when this is the music in question.
Princess Cadence needs our help. Her magic will not last forever. I think we can do it, but we need to work together. We have to get this right. Yes, we have to make them see. We can save the crystal ponies with their history. It says that they like jousting. They flew a flag of many hues.
So you're listening to News Talk 1010, and you'd be forgiven for thinking I've just actually tuned into a children's station. Yeah, maybe the Cartoon Network. One of the things I despise about this cartoon, and please don't punch me because you could take me down in no time, is the fact that they're interwoven into each episode and evidently each song is a somewhat condescending, patronising attempt to tell you how to live your life through friendship and love and happiness. Aren't we just a little bit old for that?
Well, try and tell me that's not a positive message to bring towards everybody at like any age.
I mean, but you could listen to Christian rock for that, and that's crap too.
Yeah, but not all the music in the Brony community is crap. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, there's a guy named The Living Tombstone. Go download the song Discord. Try and tell me that's not catchy as hell.
I don't need to, because we've got another little gem of My Little Pony music, and here it is.
Do your best at what it takes to pass the test. All those doubts you can't.
Do you know the words to this one?
I know the episode, but not the words.
That's even better. I know the episode. What was the episode about, this particular one?
I think this is out of the season finale for season two, isn't it?
What are you asking me for?
Well, I'm looking at your producer. I'm assuming he has, like, links.
I have no idea.
Do you think in a warped, twisted world I spent the day doing thorough research on this?
Well, what kind of host are you? No, I'm kidding. I like a lot of the music. I mean, there are catchier tunes. There's one called... humor me.
No, I'm going to humor you. Elliot, whatever he's about to say, look it up, and we're going to put it to the test. What?
Winter Wrap-Up.
Okay, look it up, Elliot. Get your man on it right now. And while he's telling me, while he's looking that up, tell us why you like this song.
Winter Route, I like a lot of the remixes for it, actually. Once again, going back to The Living Tombstone, he does this amazingly just catchy version of it. Actually, one of the guys from my show, Trevor, from the Untitled Mike and Laura Project and the other Twig shows that we do, he actually did an acoustic version live on the air with us during a show.
Oh, wow. That really is phenomenally good. Sorry, I suddenly forgot my sarcasm filter. The problem is,
I will eat you, you know.
I know, Mike Dodd. I have no question. But the problem is, you're obviously a smart man. You are. You're intelligent enough to turn love for small plastic ponies into a living somehow. But with that intelligence, you must occasionally get people from outside the community, like your mother, perhaps, should I ask. Doesn't she sometimes say, oh, come on, Mike, grow up?
Yeah, it's weird that a lot of people say, like, grow up, you're not doing this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, yeah, yet there's people who write the show, and they're making millions, so party on. Yeah, there are people that think it's a little childish, but then again, hey, do you like, say, Mickey Mouse? Yeah, do you like NASCAR? Yeah, then shut your hole. And, like, it's so amazing. Like, people say, it's a show for little girls. Well, what if my little girl liked, say, Transformers? Am I going to tell her no?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, because it's amazing how often that comes up, where we have this kind of gender role. You must like this.
I'm all up for that, and I think that the sort of model that was in our childhood of, you know, boys play with G.I. Joe and girls play with plastic ponies, for want of a different toy, is somewhat sexist, and it perpetuates a social divide that should be broken down if we're going to all work in the same workplace. But your favorite song is this.
3 months of winter coolness and awesome holidays. We've kept our hoofsies warm at home, time off from work to play. But the food we've stored is running out, and we can't grow in this cold. And even though I love my boots, this fashion's getting old. The time has come to welcome spring.
And oh, it's catchy, green, admit it.
It's actually making me somewhat depressed, slightly angry. If I was ever going to commit a bank job, and I really needed to hype myself up to be violent, broody, and really quite an arsehole, I'd probably listen to this for 10 minutes.
I don't recommend doing that. Go play Grand Theft Auto 5 and have this on in the background.
Mike, please turn it off, Elliot, or I will actually open fire. Thank goodness. Oh.
Enlightening, hasn't it?
Elliot just said in my headphones, there's one more song if you want it. You know what? I'm all right. I think we can move on. Listen, Mike Dodd, despite me poking a little fun at you here and there, you had the gumption and the decency to drive for 2 hours from your home of...
Shelburne, just north of Orangeville.
And come into the studio for $0 and perhaps get a little bit of attack from some of the phone calls and text messages. You're a brave man, and good for you to sticking to your small plastic childlike guns. And is there anything else? And I wonder what it'll be. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
Well, yeah. I mean, if like people want to check out what I do professionally, you can go to thisweekingeek.net. I actually work with some people here at the station for another show that I work on called These Warriors Are Terrible, which is like pen and paper role playing games. We do it for 4 hours, like D&D, Star Wars, whatever. And also Equestria Daily. Want to thank them for a huge support over
year. Have we got any Oscar music that we could play underneath this?
And I guess lastly, just shout out to all my friends that have been supporting me with this all the time. And you guys are all awesome. So thank you, Vinny. This has actually been a lot of fun. I don't think a lot of people got in as many cheap shots as I was expecting. In fact,
well, I did filter out one on the email that said, why doesn't this man just grow up and learn that he should be past potty training and take all this up with a therapist? But I thought I wouldn't read that one out because it's borderline offensive.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm openly admitted type 2 bipolar. I do see people. And you know what? Maybe that guy just needs to relax. You know, just
and maybe he does, and maybe if he had your condition, and maybe if he found solace in a bizarre cartoon, maybe he'd appreciate it a little more. I do think that it's very easy to judge. Thank you for coming in.
Anytime, Vinny.
You're a fine man, no matter what they say, and I'll defend you till the end. And probably because you're very large and you could beat the living daylights out of me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
All right, nice to be here today. I've really enjoyed our last guest. Lots of new news going on. The USA shutdown still going on. First time in 17 years the US government still shut down as its democratically elected politicians could not come to an agreement over a spending bill. It's been a really weird week for that. So, hello, US listeners. Have you tried turning it off and on again? That might work. You could get, apparently, in sticking to sort of geekdom, in the Family Guy episodes when there's a government shutdown, you can go and steal an animal from the zoo. So I think if you're listening in the States, you deserve the fact that you deserve something for the pain of a load of grown men arguing about bugger all. So go and help yourself to a panda. That's what I say. That'll teach them. Now then, I want to introduce a man that's going to take on the show after this. From 10 through to 11, every single week, we're going to have a new man. And it's very nice to have you in. And despite the fact, I feel very sorry for you because you've got a bit of a cold, haven't you?
I do. I have a bit of a cold just to make the kickoff interesting.
Yeah, you sound like a sort of rock and roll DJ. It's great. Edward Keenan has a show, which will be up next. He's the senior editor at The Grid and a columnist at The Star, as well as various other media shenanigans. Give us a quick overview. What do you hope to do from this show?
Well, I don't have anything quite as fantastical as an episode of My Little Pony, but a lot of people would think that it's equally strange. We're going to talk about the ongoing Robin Doug Ford saga. I've got some guests who are going to give me a preview of things that are going on at City Hall this week. And then if there's time, I'll talk about my complaints about my kid's school bus.
I see. And all that rammed into an hour.
We'll see.
Well, I hope you managed to break
but
through.
But, you know, I've always got next week, right? So there could be a to be continued.
Listen,
I can foreshadow.
I'm now at the point where I don't even tell people what's coming up in my show because it's embarrassing that every time I always say it, it always rolls over to the next week, if I'm lucky. And then by the time I've read my planning of events a few times, I think, actually, it's not good enough to put on the radio. So my advice to you is don't plan on anything and just sort of take it as it comes, really. That should do it.
That's what I'll do then.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you here. And so we've got a bit of a new lineup. We've got Pei Chen on before me. We've got me doing me. And then we've got you afterwards. Should we just keep going? Maybe we could make a radio station built of one-hour shows.
One-hour shows. Yeah. Well, you know, Sunday night, it's a quick hit night, I guess, you know, because it's built for it.
And I presume...
I don't even know what I'm talking about right now.
So. It's going to be a fun hour. I presume you've done your research and you listened to all 2 hours of Doug Ford today, if you're going to be talking about that.
I listened to a good chunk of that 2 hours. Yeah. So.
I can't believe I'm going to admit this. I listened to the whole thing back to back.
I heard you talking about it earlier.
And what I didn't mention earlier, I was lying in bed naked while I was listening. Actually true.
That's...
So if you think My Little Pony's bad, then there's worse than that out there. Right, we'll let you speak and have a great time, Edward Keenan. It's nice to have you here. You're up next.
Thanks, Vinny.
And you guys, been a pleasure. All the best. See you later. Thanks, Mike, the My Little Pony man. And the producer here today has been phenomenal pushing his buttons. See you next week. All the best.